Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, woo! This right here was brought to you by
the Untouchables,
Bam Blog King,
hand in hand,
hand in hand.
Y'all already know what it is.
Ha ha,
what it ain't.
We got these bitches popping,
making flicking, flicks.
Let's go!
I can't even walk without these women flagging me down. Pulling, grabbing, tugging on the hardest nigga around. Smoking on a pound of chronic, now I feel the effect. Women send me mouth drool and they pussy get wet. So let me check the schedule, it's gonna be a long day. I gotta flip a meeting with the
king of Manhattan.
About a quarter to five. Super kippers, so we fucking host from seven to nine. Corduroy, hotter than we gotta meet him at ten. With a different set of women, now we at it again. Not really too much smoking the fuck. Too many women sprung, talking shit and ain't saying nothing. If you want the dick, bitch, that's what you gonna get. Talk shit, my phone clicks. Dial tone is all you get. Don't forget, you the one that sprung me. I'm not leaving broken butt naked sitting on the bus.
The dagger got me blowing up his phone. And I can't leave him alone. Now how proud does he got me? Got me doing different shit like popping pills and making flicks. How proud are you? You know you want to come over. Don't say you're trying to take it over. Remember when we took it to ecstasy? I can't believe you got the best of me. I'm sitting here wishing you would come and see me. The way I feel, I don't want you to leave me.
Many niggas try to do it, but they can't be the daggers. Cause everything they got best will leave the daggers as found. I got a better style, swagger, and approach to the game. Won't even speak about my dick because it crafted my name. It kills pussy and it's edible, but doing this is 94. Do the math, I was 12, getting head of fucking hoes. Didn't have a style, fat, tall, no break.
I was you getting all the hoes?
I was big for my age. Had a job, getting paid, and I was flossing a little. Getting high, DC was done before I knew of a sizzle. Then the weight started dropping, and now it's really popping. My staples getting bigger from the valley past Compton. Now I'm super cocky and I ain't never nervous. 22 years of practice, bitch, I'm damn near perfect. I always want to learn, but women want me to teach. I got the fourth of getting pussy and I don't even speak.
I'm proud, the dagger got me. Got me blowing up his phone. And I can't leave him alone. Now how proud does he got me? Got me doing different shit like popping pills and making flicks.
I'm above the game and know it all. 6 plus tall. Ass fuck him. Never catch him. I just fuck him on my phone. It's a fucking ball with Pokemon like Pikachu. Code name on my bitches based on battle points and attributes. The bombers once they got the rest to keep on my belt. And if my man was disobeying, I got 7 to help. Baby blue, I choose you. Watch what she gon' do. Deep thoking dick is still sticking out of town. To another battle, one of the daggers, an excellent trainer. These are my holy cats, a wild hoes, it's easy to tamper. Some of them will never change your deal or let them go. Never trick on the trick, bitch. There are plenty more years. The summer is you lucky, she better. Getting higher than the feather, handing over a cheddar. I'm 24 and have a son, got my whole life to live. And you sprung, cause I'm hungry, you ain't having my kids.
I'm proud, the dagger's got me. Got me blowing up his phone. And I can't leave him alone. Now how proud does he got me? Got me doing different shit. Like popping pills and making flicks.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute. Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
what's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, hold on, let me get the Queen in 1 second. Hold up. I'm already ready to go, but I'm about to jump ahead of things. Come on. I'm off.
Hi.
There she is. How's it going, Queen? How you feeling?
I'm all right. I've been drinking a little bit. Sorry, y'all. So y'all have to excuse me this show. Yes, Queen, it has started a little bit early. I've been drinking, y'all.
Here we go. It's going to be one of them nights then, so we'll see where it goes. But first off, I want to first apologize. Like I said, all Bang Out Radio, anybody that fucks with Bang Out Radio, listens, joins the show, adds to the show, whatever y'all do for the show, be fucking with Bang Out Radio, let me personally apologize again. I have to apologize. It was a long weekend this weekend. A lot went on. All right, so I do apologize for Friday. Like I said, Friday I was just minding my own. I was trying to chill, relax. So I didn't want to. I wanted to do the show, but at the same time I was in chill mode, and I just wasn't mentally there for Friday. All right, so I gave you a quick overview, but I didn't do the whole show. So I apologize about Friday. On Sunday I was being held hostage. All right, it wasn't my fault. I wanted to do the show, but I couldn't. I'll let y'all know about that on Friday. If you tune in on Friday, fuck you Fridays, we'll let y'all know why I was being held hostage and what was going on. And then on Monday for the Triple M show, I apologize. I was going to do the show, but then when I was about to do the show, I didn't even realize that the show hadn't been scheduled to be done. Now, that's my fault, or I don't know if there's a glitch somewhere or something like that. So, again, I apologize, but we're back in the swing of things. We are back. We're here, and we're going to keep things going and keep things moving. And like I said, I promise y'all I'm going to do my best to make sure everything's straight. And that I'm here because I keep telling everybody else about consistency. So if I'm not consistent, then I can't expect people to be consistent. So, again, I apologize, but we're back, and we're going to keep it moving, all right? So, yeah, now that I've got that out the way, of course, we want to shout out to Boss Lady herself, Topaz and Shay first. But I'm really going to Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, Five Sundays, Fuck You Friday, Triple M Show, nothing will be going on, all right? So thank you, Boss Lady, for letting me do my motherfucking thing. And then also at the same time, I know you got they building up that XMB empire, man. Because you, like I said, the Boss Lady still ain't called me. But at the same time, I know that's a good thing because that means that she trusts that I'm over here doing what I got to do. So that we're over here doing what we got to do. So and I know she's listening. So shout out to the Boss Lady herself. Always, Topaz and Shay, if you want to fuck with her, like I said, make sure you're about your business. If you're not, don't waste your time. All right, second. All independent artists. Everybody out there sending in y'all music. Y'all been doing. I got a lot of new music. Not today I'm going to get to, but definitely on Sunday. Like I said, y'all got, I got music from everybody. I keep getting music and I love it. All right, so keep sending it in. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Like I said, you can always send it to me or you can send it to Queen V if you would like. Queen, let them know they send it to you.
Queen B, VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen V1991@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. So make sure y'all get in y'all music to either one of us so we can get it in rotation, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody and everybody out there that listens to the show, supports the show, downloads the show, talks about the show, spreads news about the show. Like I said, without y'all, we are all in this together, all right? Everybody's playing their part, and if we all do our part together, we do it well, then we're going to have a good show, we're going to have a good run, and we're going to keep this thing moving and going for as long as we possibly can, all right? So we all in this together, like I keep saying, so I hope y'all believe me, all right? But, yeah, so there's the intros. Let's get into some music, and we're going to get right back with the discussion because, you know, it's a dope matter than a dope topic. So on West Coast Wednesday, I'm nice. Queen, what you sipping on tonight? What you sipping on? What you got?
I got the whiskey and Coke popping. Yeah, oh, I know whiskey is like, wait, what? But, no, it was left over from my birthday party, so I figured I finished the little thing.
As you should, as you should. No problem. You did. All right, well, I'm sipping on this weak-ass wine in my fucking, a McDonald's cup because that's what I had, and, you know, when you're driving with drink, it's not good to drive around with a bottle, so I'm trying to kill that off, too.
No, don't even trip. I'm drinking mine out of McDonald's cup, too. Don't even drink.
You just can't let drink go to waste, especially if you're an alcoholic like me, so I'm not letting no drink go. But, okay, all right, West Coast Wednesday, Tom Knox, Aaron Queen V. Let's get things started, and we're going to start off like this. We'll be right back.
Early in the mornings when I think about you. Yeah. Early in the mornings when I hit you like what you say. In the mornings when I wanna
Especially when you be all in my ear, saying you want it all. Kissing and hugging. you know I let her hear your sex.
Sex talk, sex talk, yeah. Girl, I love the way you
but I'm playing though, this halftime. Gang flex. Say your last man for tempo. My jig gang, new Range Rover. So come on and touch me out. I'll be your driving instructor. I'll take it over, then speed it up. You better make me burn all my rubber. Especially when you be all in my ear, saying you want it all. Kissing the hugger, licking the touching, cause you know I let it hear yo. I let it hear yo.
is like you live here. Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, you don't have to be at your crib all by yourself. It would be nice to wake up to you every day.
now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right, for sure, y'all. So, yes, it is West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. And again, if you want to get in on the conversation, we don't even know where the conversation is going to go yet. But as you know, if you've been fucking with us from the beginning, then this shit can go anywhere. Don't tell them who's going to call and don't tell them what conversations may pop up, but we're about to get into it. If you want to get into it, 661-621-7559. You can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. And speaking of the phone lines, let's see who's up at 214-5175. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Yeah, man. Don't act like you don't know it.
Levi Kev in the building. What it do, Pippin? How you feeling?
Ah, man. Wonderful, man. As always.
As you should. As you should, man. Again, I didn't get to World Premiere Remix all Wednesday. But we're going to let it go tonight, so I'm going to let that shit ride for tonight. So actually, man, fuck it. We're going to get into it right now since Levi's right here, man. Levi, go ahead and bring in this remix real quick. Fuck it, man. This is what we're doing out here right now. Levi, bring in this remix for everybody.
Yeah, man. What it is, it's your boy Levi Kev, you know what I'm saying? The Interscope King of the South, you know what I mean? Hey, you're not tuned in to Hump Night. You're about to listen to the remix, part one, A No Return, featuring myself, that boy Jay Kimoski, and your boy Dagger. Let's get it in.
Ah, yeah, let's tell him. Here we go.
Yeah, man. Friends with me. We at the point of no return, homie.
No returning, I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. My niggas say I sold my soul, I want it back. Spent a lot of time dancing, so now I'm stuck. I see the reaper with a shovel, I'm like, what the fuck? I hear the devil in my ear, but I can't see the shape. I got a lot of bad habits, yet I can't break. I got a lot of homies that done lost their soul. I think I need to pick before I'm dead and gone. Hollywood shit and beef, and I was getting old. I should've listened to the stories that the niggas told. Like this is gamble, play the hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't scaring no feelings. So if you don't know, stay the fuck up on my business.
Bugging me, man, I'm going insane. People just see the evil and fail to realize that I've changed. I guess there's no such thing as a clean slate or a new page. It really loses my screws, it's hard to control this rage. It's getting to that time where I'm at the day of age. I guess it's just too late, I'm searching the portrait that I'll paint. I'm at the point of no return, I don't really think to save. I've been praying every day for it to go away. Don't think that I can break this gate, find myself to escape. This fucked up life of mine is here to stay. My heart telling me it's a game, which I'm me up to play. If they don't see nothing different, well then I guess says that it'll never change. Releasing this beast to say they'll never be the same. There is no coming back, I created myself a cage. See how I'm only happy when people mention my name. Fuck it, just swallow my pride, it left me with this to say.
My heart is telling me to be different. About time for me to move on.
Like my girl, you like a hoe, man.
Hoe, man.
And every dude you know, you're showing no shame.
No shame.
Now you see why I ain't digging this.
Digging this.
We not no woman's, not polygamous. I'm ligamous. I'm so tired, girl, I'm sick of this.
Sick of
I tried it once and threw it back just like some licorice.
Licorice.
And you can't see why we ain't kicking it.
Kicking
that
it.
The truth, I guess that we are all some different-ish.
Different-ish.
That's a lesson that I had to learn.
Had to learn.
We at the point of no return.
No return.
My heart is telling me to be different.
Day I was born, I done made it 30 years, I still got lessons to learn. See, Dagger keeps an open-minded time, you all remember me. The L.A. niggas showing middle fingers to who's doubting me. The prophecy, so many niggas tried to steer me wrong. And so many bitches claim they love me cause my dick is long. I avoided baby traps with lazy bitch and ghetto rat. And all them hating niggas, I was plotting on my paper sack. That's a rack, you hit a track, he at the point of no return.
He's on fire.
Fuck them, I ain't pissing on them, let him burn. A quarter turn, they let me go. The prosecutor did object, cause I done did a lot of shit. But Popo just ain't gone me yet. Robert still, but did kill. Maybe I'll see heaven still. But it's hell on earth, that's why I'm smoking, drinking, popping pills, let's make a deal. All you gotta do is stay up out my way. I'm past the point of thinking. I'ma listen to my heart, sir.
Point of no return, this motherfucker. SME.
Yeah, right. Point of no return remix. World premiere part one right there, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed it because it will be steady in rotation. And look out for part two. My man Levi, man, thanks a lot, man. Like I said, thanks for having me on the project, man. Like I said, thanks for the opportunity. You know, it was I love it, and the song's a knocker, and I'm waiting for part two to come out. If you ever do a video, it's going to be crazy. That shit already go.
Yeah, man, you know I got to do a video for it. I just got to figure out how I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, incorporate that part one and part two, because, you know, Miss Unique is going to be on part two, my cousin, Miss Three, part two. You know, I got to get a woman's point of view. Hey, if I can get a whole school, I want to get a whole school of females on it. You know what I mean? I want to do a point of return female remix. You know what I mean?
Man, because everybody, and that's all I like, because I mean, that definitely going to get a rotation on West Coast Wednesdays. Why? Because a lot of y'all, a lot of people, we just going to say, like I said, we're at that point in our lives where it's like there's no going back. You know, that's why when I heard that track, and
right.
I'm on it. There's no, you can't turn back. Once you make certain decisions, once you draw certain lines in the sand, once you put yourself out there in a certain way, you can't go back where you're going. So you know what I mean? So at least as far as that song, for me, it gives me, like, inspiration to be like, you know what, I don't even want to go back. What the fuck is backwards? You know, we move forwards out here. You know, ain't no going back. Like, fuck that. No return. But let them know, Levi, where they can find you at, man, and everything. Like I said, you already know they can Google you and everything, but let them know real quick, because I know you're a busy man. You ain't going to get to hang out that long. So let them know what's up with you real quick.
Yeah, man. Hit me up on Facebook. Government name, Cliff Varner, V as in Victor, A-R-N-E-R. Twitter, I am Levi Kev. Instagram, I am Levi Kev. You want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to do a feature, email the track or whatever to I am, L-E-V-I-C-E-V, @gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You're catching, boy, in the loop. The Gift and the Curse drops September 2K13. You know what it is,
oh,
man. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Crucial, crucial. And we still got to set up that interview with Unique. We missed it there a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there, a lot of things are going on, but we got to set that up, okay, because I want to holler at her. See what's up with it. And actually, she's up for it, man. She can double play. You know, I got the beauty of the week, too. So I know, you know, we can set that up, and she could do both if she would like. But, you know, we can holler about that off air or whatever. We can set that up, though.
All right, man.
For sure, man. Good looking out, Levi, as always, man. Check in as always. And got that remix, man. I'm looking for the next one. And whenever you need a video, even if I got to shoot it myself to see the footage, man, just let me know what you need. And we're going to put that shit together, man. That's your go.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. Man, Levi Cat checking in real quick. And, oh, I know who this is real quick. Hold on. It's definitely Wednesday, and it's definitely ladies' night. Hold on real quick. M-I-A. Hello?
Yo, what it do, Dagger? Queen V, West Coast Wednesdays. I'm humming tonight, baby.
Hi. How you feeling
tonight? I'm feeling good, you know. I'm up in spirit, sipping on this peach from Amsterdam. You know how I do it.
Amsterdam, huh? See, I'm all, you know.
Yeah, that's my drink now. You feel me? I ain't fucking with nothing else but the beach. Amsterdam, if you want to get me something at a reasonable price, you feel me?
That's what it is, hon. That's all you need. That's all you need. Okay, well, let me get my first question out before we get into some more music or whatever, because I have something I wanted to ask. And it's happened, I'm not going to say recently, but at least within the past, like, 2 years or so, and I'm just curious. I mean, it's probably a two-part question, so let me ask this first part first. Now, and this goes to you, this goes to both ladies, you know, Queen, MIA. Now, my first part of this question is, have any of you ever, like, really went cold turkey on a nigga? And what I mean by that is, like, y'all kicking it, y'all cool, you know, go out a few times, maybe even do a few times, you know, everything's cool or whatever, but then you just be like, you know what, I'm not fucking with him or whatever. And then, and I mean cold turkey, don't call, don't say nothing, don't give no excuses, don't answer calls, don't answer texts, just be like, fuck it, it's going to be done. And I don't mean for a reason. I mean just for like no reason. Or maybe you have your own reason, but I don't mean like he cheated on you or fucked around on you or anything like that, or I don't mean anything like that. You just, it was just like you just didn't want to do it. Has that ever happened to either of you ladies? You ever done that to somebody?
Yeah, I've had that experience before where I just totally stopped talking to a guy.
Now, why? I'm curious.
I just feel that I was acting a certain way at that time, and that's what I wanted for the moment. And then when I finally realized what I was getting myself into, I was like, nah, this ain't me.
Okay, so it was more of a, you saw yourself going down a path you didn't want to go on. So, but then why, my question is then, why couldn't you just tell that person that? Why completely just ignore the person?
I mean, because I guess it depends on what type of person you're dealing with, because if he really don't care, then you really don't care. If he not hitting you up, then why should I hit you? So it was just like one of those things.
But, okay, so I'm assuming that in that situation, and neither one of you guys hit up each other, neither one of y'all hit up each other, and then it just died down that way. That's what you're saying? That's what happened?
Yeah, you know, because if you're really feeling somebody, no matter how long, you know, time go by, you don't always hit that person up and try to see, you know, what's going on, is they good, you know. But if you just not feeling them and it's just like, oh, whatever, you just for the moment, you know, it was good while it lasted, but some people you can feel an attraction to and be like, oh, yeah, he cool, you know. But as time go by, it'd be like, like, oh, you're for no reason, like,
Okay. Well,
and that's only with certain type of people, I feel. If you're dealing with somebody that's totally out of your character, I'll put it like that.
All right. Queen, you ever been in this situation? You ever went cold turkey on a nigga just for no reason?
I've done that a couple times. Like, I don't know about the part of, like, we've done what we do. Like, no. Like, if I'm not feeling you, then it don't even get that far. You feel me? I can tell within the first meeting, or at least the first two meetings, if I like you or not, or if I feel like we can get somewhere. So I'll cut you off if I feel like you're not my type. If I feel like I can, you feel me? Because, see, if I feel like I'm a nice person, if I feel like I can run over you, just off that, it's not going to work. it's not, it can't work that way. So, I mean, and a lot of guys, they do that, you know, they submit just instantly, and I like a guy that does that every once in a while, that you know, submits to me and does what I say or whatever, but sometimes, like, I can tell right off back if you're like that all the time, and I don't like that. Like, I'll cut you off for numerous reasons. I may just not be feeling you,
just
I may not just be liking you. But, like, if I like you, you stay around for a minute.
Here's the reason why I asked. Another part of the reason why I asked, because, I mean, it's happened to me, and I'm just thinking about mainly just three girls right now that I could actually say that I've had some kind of feelings for, that this has happened. And I was always curious on trying to wonder why. Now, let me explain the situations, because they're all kind of different. Now, the first situation is basically like we messed around and fell off. It was kind of an off and on situation, so it was kind of already like that. But at the same time, when we were together and we had each other's numbers and everything, it was more of those, one of the situations where we lost contact with each other. All right, now.
Okay, that's
kind of
different a little bit.
Right, but let me finish. Now, when we are in contact with each other, you know, everything's all good, you know, kicking it, chilling. Not saying we fuck all the time. She was more like a little homegirl or whatever. But every now and then, you know, we would do what we do. But that wasn't like the top thing. You know what I mean? It's not one of those things that we always just had to do. But if it's...
You just
feel
more comfortable with her.
Yeah, if it just came up or whatever and we was there with each other, then it would just go down. So, but my question is that, I mean, with her, like I said, she literally just dropped off the radar, and I still to this day don't know what's up with her. And it's more so like I was actually, not to be like sound like a punk, but I was actually worried. Like, or I'm still worried to this day. I don't know if the girl's alive, breathing.
It was one of those, like, oh, just stop talking to a person, like somebody that you really
I have a couple people like that, too. Like, you know,
because
I used to live across country, you know, so I have dudes that I used to talk to, and then they just fall off, they number change, whatever, and then all of a sudden we'll get back in contact, and hey, what's up, whatever, whatever, and then all of a sudden they come back. You know, but every once in a while, if we do lose contact, I'm like, hey, I wonder what's going on with such and such. I wonder if, you know, if he's still breathing, if he's still all right. You feel me? Like, so, I mean, I feel that to a certain extent. You feel me? I do understand
that.
I
mean, it's just the fact that, like I said, I've known her, let's just say, off and on overall for probably, like, I don't know, 5-6 years. So, you know, it wasn't one of those type things where it was just like a random one night thing or anything like that. You know, I would actually consider her to be my friend. So, and it's just crucial. I mean, that's just one side of things. I mean, maybe I'm looking at it too closely because I'm thinking, well, we couldn't have been that type friends or anything like that, because if we were, I think she would have found some way to get in contact with me. You know what I mean?
I feel that if y'all was that close, then she would have be trying to get in contact with you. She would have let you know, like.
So I'm probably leaning more so into that one than I probably should. Now, this other one, now the another situation. Now, the girl's basically, let's see, I remember where I met her. But met her, chopped it up with her, everything was cool. It was more along the lines of getting to know each other. Now, in that process of getting to know each other, like I said, we did a lot of things to get to know each other. Let's be honest here. But during that, like I'm just saying, she had like 2-3 kids, but, you know, that's fine because I never had to see the kids. You know, she stayed out towards, like, Pomona or something like that, and she would always ride out here when she would get away, things like that. So, now, I may be answering my own question with this. Now, this one I don't really like. This is the one that's pissing me off because I don't know why girls seem to do this a lot, or maybe I'm not going to say all girls. I'm going to say her. Because what happened was basically the same situation, whereas everything's all good, you know, we do what we do, have fun, we kick it, we go out, we don't went on dates, all the things all cool, and then I hit her up, and then no response, and then just nothing again, you know, no response, no callback, just nothing, and I mean, like, literally, like, yesterday we was kicking it, and now 2 days later, it's like, we don't exist. Now, what pisses me off about this bitch, and what pisses me off is that, like I said, the reason why I got more into this one was because, like I said, I'm sitting here, we're actually holding whole conversation, you know, conversations, talking. He told me about shit she's been through, shit she's trying to get to, you know, kids shit. You know, the shit that you talk to with people when you want to get to know what's going up, what's up with them. So, you know, there's a lot of time that was invested in getting to know this girl. And then for that to happen, and then, like I said, months go by, 2, 3, 4 months, like time goes by. And then, of course, it's like anybody else, bitch pops up on Facebook talking about, oh, I'm chilling with my man and this, that, everything's all good and everything. And I'm like, this is the shit that now, on one hand, I shouldn't be upset because, you know, we weren't in a relationship, we weren't together and all this and everything, but I don't like the fact that all she had to do was tell me she didn't want to be bothered anymore. You know, I mean, I guess I should have got that point. But at the
maybe
same time,
she didn't feel it was that easy because I actually had conversations. So it's like maybe she didn't want to be better, but she could have just kept it real.
But then you run from the situation instead of saying, and then when I finally, and I see her on Facebook and everything, and then I finally like, okay, not answer my call still. But then I was, okay, that's the first thought. I was like, okay, I see you're alive, so that's good. At least you're breathing, okay. So then I send her the note, like, well, it's good to know that you're alive and everything, and then all she hits me with is the I'm sorry. Like, that's all I get.
Maybe she liked the both of you guys, you feel me, and she just didn't know how to say, you feel me, straight up, you know, I like you and I kind of like him too, but at the same time, you know, I'm kind of leaning towards him, but, you know, because, I mean, just like dudes, girls have that aspect too where they teeter-tot with who they like. They may just be torn between two people that they may be fucking with. So,
right,
you know, you
okay.
Don't.
But is that what girls do? I mean, like I said, y'all don't see wrong girls, y'all just trying to. So, I mean, why? I guess that's just everybody, though. I mean, is it really that hard to be truthful with people that choose? I mean, I don't know what she expected. I don't know what she thought of. Because, see, honestly, what I want to do now, like, honestly, after seeing all that shit and everything, I want to be like these other niggas out here that just be fucking with people just because. You know, she would be the type of bitch I would want to fuck with just on the principalities about the situation because I feel like I've been, you know, my time's been wasted. I just feel bad about it, you know. And I don't know if I'm wrong for feeling that way or anything, but like I said, I see why niggas flip out over shit. If this is what girls do to niggas, I see why niggas, because other niggas ain't like me.
Well, wait. Let me even play devil advocate a little bit further. You feel me? Let's say, you feel me, just like niggas. I forgot my whole point. I'm so sorry, y'all. I've really been out here drinking.
I forgot, too. Look, you was ready. Yeah.
I was ready. I forgot my whole point. I've really been out here drinking. I'm so sorry, y'all.
That's cool. If it comes back, it's better. But I'm just saying, and it's just crucial that either way it goes. Because, see, when I was on that type of shit, when I didn't give a fuck about people's feelings, how they cared, what they thought, and when I was really out there doing all that and everything, then still at the same time, I was still being honest with people. You know, I was still be like, you know what, I'm not dealing with you. I don't like leaving shit, what do they call it, unresolved or, you know, open. You know, if you want to close a chapter or close something, you close it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like shit being open. You know, it's like a question mark. You know, it's like what happened, whatever went down. Or then I get my answers, and I'm always the type of person that's like, I'd rather you tell me than for me to have to find out, you know, through some other way or something like that. You can just always
I'd rather be letting know the truth than wondering, like, what's going on, especially if we had a good relationship and everything was all good. We talking, we kicking it and stuff. I would really like to know, like, damn, what happened? I thought everything was good. You start thinking back, like, what did I do? Did I say something wrong? Did I do something? Like, but I have to realize, too, like, sometimes you just got to take it how it is. You know, you have fun, enjoy while it lasts, and just move on, you feel me? And that's where those muscles come in, where it's not, I don't give a fuck, but you can't beat yourself up about every situation that might not go your way.
Nah, hold on, let me get Queen back in real quick. But nah, but fuck that, because I'm on that shit. Like I said, I see why niggas flip out and do crazy shit, because technically what I want to do after all that and seeing what I saw, you know, I want to go to one of these videos I got of her or whatever on expose these hoes or whatever or load it up on her, you know.
Uh-huh, wow, for real.
I, wanna, I didn't want to do that. I'm, in my head, and I honestly going to tell you, I was sitting here, when I saw the shit, I was like, oh, okay. That's how, you know what I mean? It's only, and the only reason I feel that way is because, like I said,
okay, was it one of those videos that was supposed to be top secret or what? Because we were talking about that on one of your shows. So.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't one of those videos. No, it ain't supposed to be seen. You know what I mean? Like I said, luckily with me, when it comes to that type of stuff, girls can trust me. So, like I said, the shit that I got, like I said, I keep.
But you want to put the video out there right now.
Because I feel like fuck that bitch. I'm not talking about the rest of, you know, any other girls. I'm not going to expose anybody else. I'm going to expose her because, like I said, I feel like I've been lied to.
Yeah, but at the same time, when y'all was doing it, y'all had that trust that she wasn't going to show it to nobody else.
I'm so sorry. I remember my point now. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to interrupt before I forgot it again.
All right.
Okay, but wait. So, I mean, maybe she thought that, well, since you guys wasn't together, that she could do what she wants. So if she wanted to go over there with that dude, you feel me, then she didn't have no rights to tell you one thing or another because you wasn't her man. You feel me? Like I know a lot of girls think like
that. Yeah, but now we're being technical because like I said, let's be girl wise for a second. Like I said, if a guy's talking to you or I'm not even gonna say, because like I said, some guys lie, but I guess that's why it's so hard with society now, is trying to figure out who's real and who's not. As far as I go, I'm not going to get all involved in your life, you know, listen to your stories, listen to all that and everything, ask questions. I'm not going to try to figure out things about you if I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to waste my fucking time, especially if all we're doing is fucking or something like that or whatever. We can just get down to that. I don't even got to know your name. You know, that's just how I feel. So if we're taking this time out, then you got to, I just felt like I deserved at least to know what was going on. Because, like I said, it wasn't one of those fly-by, one-night-stand type situations. So I felt like I feel like I should at least have got an explanation, just on some real shit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just how I feel. If I'm dealing with somebody and we're talking for, like, even if we're talking for maybe 1 month, 2 months, if we're talking for more than a month, and I'm talking about repeated, like, I see you every weekend or every other weekend, or we're always making plans, texting and everything like that. Like I said, I don't waste my time on people that I don't have an interest in. I don't even go there. So.
Well, us talking about it right now on this show should be giving you some type of closure because sometimes you just need to talk about it and, you know, like, fuck her. You feel me? She fucked up. You know, she wasn't ready for you and what you had going on. She wanted somebody else who was going to do what she wanted to do, and you feel me? You're a man of your own, so. Fuck it, I just feel that she wasn't on your level.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. Or I just wasn't what she was looking for. Maybe I was a get-over type dude. Because like I was saying, girls do that kind of stuff too, I think. It's like they get out of situations and everything, they go through
other
stuff.
No, but you can't look at it like that. You got to look at it as like she wasn't for you. Like,
wait, again, I'm not saying that's for everybody. Yeah, it wasn't for me. Probably wasn't, you know, like I said, I wasn't going to go into that.
Like, was she truly the one that she really wanted to say, oh,
no,
that's my girlfriend? Come on now, Dagger.
It's the principalities. That's all, it's the principles. That's what I'm tripping about. Like,
yeah, I feel you. I'm just messing with you.
That's what I want. It's the principalities. Damn, Queen, what are you doing? Why
sip that wine,
you?
Boy.
Hold on real quick. Gotta get my colors back in. I don't know why I keep losing this. Hold on.
Sorry, I keep dropping my phone. You know I don't got no back to my phone because another drunk night was happening. I'm sorry. I just keep dropping it. I'm sorry. I've been drinking, y'all. Leave me alone. I'm sorry. I promise I'm going to keep it right here. I'm going to lay down and we're going to keep the phone right here so I don't fall no more. All right, we on.
All right. Well, again, that's my first question on top because I just don't know how it's supposed to life. It's just fucked up that This is the pattern that happens, and this is why I see that happens, is that, you know, because, see, with this situation, like I said, I feel offended. I wanted to blow up her whole spot so she thinks she's all happy doing whatever she's doing now or whatever. See, I wanted to do that because it'll make me feel a little bit better. I mean, at least it'll feel good at the time when
that's
I do
it.
I don't know. But
I understand that.
I know it'll feel good. I mean, do you see these people out here, I mean, that sit up here and keep and fuck with people. That's what we say this all the time on the show and everything, too. You know, people that don't got no life, they get to fuck with people all day. But at the same time, it looks fun. It looks fun to fuck with people. Like, everybody's doing it. I've seen people, I've been on the sidelines looking at people plot to fuck with people. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to send this message. We do this on this page and this on this page, and she'll see it over here. And then I've seen people put down actually.
Super messy.
Yeah, you would have thought they was planning to rob the bank or Fort Knox or something, the way they was planning out to fuck with somebody's shit. You know, but at the same time, it looked like they was having fun doing it. You know, they was looking, they was planning, they was organizing, you know. It did give us something to do, and I guess at some point it does have to feel good, but then the question becomes, what type of person do you want to be? And I think that's where it falls for me, at least. I don't want to be that nigga. I don't want to be that nigga that always goes crazy, that
blows you, up. Well, will you be happy if you show it to a couple of people and expose them like you want?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I feel like I do expose her, yes, because at this point I don't care, so that means I don't care, so yes, I will. But then at the same time... But then at the same time, you know, other people look at me like, man, I can't believe you did that and this, that. And then and then other girls will see that I posted up dirty stuff and they might not want to do stuff with me. And you see, I think.
No, but that's why I'm saying just expose it to your circle, you know?
No, but my circle.
I feel that though, Dagger. Like you think from both sides of the fence, but at the same time, I feel you in my A too. You just be like, damn, okay, I got these few people that I trust, and I'm gonna fuck with this person, and then I'm gonna just tell the only people that I fuck with, and I'm fucking with this person.
Exactly, who you
like,
know you can get down
like,
with some shit.
I feel both sides
that.
Of the fence, though. I do. Don't get me fucked up. I don't want
to. But if I'm trying to expose her, let's say, or whatever like that, which is what I'm going to feel like doing, I can't do that with my friends. Because, like I said, my friends don't know her. You know, just like everybody else that does this shit. Like I said, I put her on Facebook, YouTube, all these other places.
That's
I really
even better. That's even better if they don't know her.
See, that's what I'm saying. But then that's a worldwide shit. You know, that's worldwide. You know, so that's what I can't just expose her to my friends because my friends don't know her like that. You know, I got to put it out there somewhere where her people are going to see it. Where her friends are going to see.
Oh, so you want to do it like that. You want to get down with the nitty gritty. You trying to put it on the internet.
You going to put it in pen, huh? Say, fuck the pencil. We putting it in pen out here.
Man, you trying to copy and paste that shit like that.
Erasing this.
I want to wait for her to post up a little comment that says something like laying with my baby and did that and everything like that. And then I'm going to post it right there like, boom. Like, that's what I want to do. But like I said, I'm not that type of person. So I just got to suck it up and deal with it like I always do. But, man, people are so lucky. I just
damn, can
I
you
like
get somebody else to do it for you?
Man.
No, but they're gonna know where it came from. That's what I'm saying. I can't hide the stuff that I do. I guess the moral of that story is that whole little thing I want to put up there. Just like I said, y'all, honesty is always gonna really be the best policy. I know y'all probably have trouble believing that or understanding that, or some of y'all just really don't care.
Yeah, I think just be honest.
But that's what it is, because what I was saying was is that this is the motion that happens with people. This is the loop we're caught in. Like, good guy deals with a girl or whatever, something like that. She fucks him over. He gets back at her, gets back at the next one or something like that. And it goes both ways. Good girl deals with bad guy, you know. And it's a circle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you got to do is draw that line in the sand. Like I said, I drew the line in the sand, which is why I'm not doing what I would really want to do. But like I said, I'm not going to go against myself for her or for anybody else for that matter. Now, let her come at me sideways on something or let me hear some shit or whatever like that, then, yeah, it's on and popping. You know, you better just not say nothing to me at all. But
okay,
yeah.
I guess we're take it like that. Yeah. I guess we can take it like that.
Just leave me the fuck alone, man. Because like I said, I want to see what would happen if it came back to me. You know what I mean? That's one thing that always seems to happen to me as well. All these people that don't want to fuck with me or feel like, you know, I'm not this or I'm not that or have turned their back on me at some point in life have always came back around. There have been only really like two or three girls in my life that have really been like, you know what, that I've actually cared about, that I actually had some kind of relationship with, that have been like, you know what, I'm not fucking with you and I'm moving on, and then I've never talked to them again. Besides that, everybody else is in some shape, way, or form to try to find some way to come back around, get back involved in everything. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just weird. But the grass is not always green on the other side. If you feel you're happy or you want to be able to tough it out, you should be able to. But number one is definitely honesty. Y'all gotta let people know what's up. You can't hide the fact, or you just can't, or you shouldn't hide certain things. Because they will come back to bite you in the ass, because you might be dealing with one of them crazy niggas that's really not like me, that will do some shit to you. And then this is how people get set on fire. I mean, y'all heard all kind of stories over here on Bang Out Radio. I done brought y'all all kind of shit.
Some people just snap, like, oh,
shit,
wait a minute.
You know what I mean? Phone calls, blowing up your phone and all kind of things. Some people out there is just real, but it's because either they didn't know the truth and you sprung it on them, and you just sprung it on them out of nowhere. Niggas don't know how to react to certain shit. You know, niggas don't know how to handle that shit. You know, not all niggas. And you got to watch who you deal with.
Some people really can't handle rejection, though. Some people, especially, like, if they feel that he was the only person who was giving them the affection and attention that they need. And some people, it's like, oh, they don't want to be with me no more. I'm going to get mad, I'm going to blow up his car, I'm going to fuck up his windows, and, you know, shit like that, you know, I'm
going to fuck up his kid. That's what I mean. I would actually rather be rejected than to be left in the dark. You know, that's my thing. I don't like to be left in the dark about anything. Just let me know what's going on. Tell me what's up, woo, this, that. I don't hide. I'm not a mind reader. I'm not going to try to read in between the lines. You just tell me what the fuck is going on. Tell me what's up. Y'all talk to your peoples. Talk to your girl, just talk, conversation, or just, like I said, just honesty. That's enough shit, and that's across the board on anything. Y'all ain't honest with each other, and if you can't be honest with yourself, you definitely can't be honest with your girl or whoever you may be dealing with, or all that.
Be honest, because being honest, you never know what you're missing out on. You know, you can be hiding something that you really need to talk to somebody about, is you're just holding it in, and you have somebody that you can talk to, but you really don't know how to say it. You know, just say it, because, like, a lot of things will work out the way you want it to work out, if you be honest. People wonder why things ain't working is because they lying and faking the funk instead of just being real and getting mad when things don't happen their way. Things are not always going to go your way, even if you tell the truth, but I'd rather go in being honest and know what I'm getting myself into, and let me say, okay, I'm going to deal with the situation. I'm comfortable. At least she was honest, and we can deal with it together.
Yeah, because good or bad, like I said, as long as you're honest, then like Emma just said, as long as you're honest, then you at least know if it goes bad, it went bad, honestly. Like I said, you want to, it's a self thing. If you don't care about yourself, if your word doesn't mean anything to you or your family, if those type of things don't matter to you, then this whole conversation don't matter to you, so it's okay. But for those of y'all out there that this shit does matter to, if you want people, and it's honesty, and it's also respect. You know, nobody respects anybody out there anymore. If there's a reason, you have to give respect to get respect. You have to be respectable. And, you know, and again, a lot of y'all just be out there expecting, showing respect for the wrong things, but that's a whole different conversation. We're going to get back into Dagger's Double Play real quick, and we'll be right back on West Coast Wednesday. Top Nice, Dagger, Queen V, and MIA hanging out, and we will be right back. I'll see you in a second.
Yeah. Dagger here. LA, West Coast, all day. And you are going to the dark side. But this right here is the darkest it's going to get.
Don't do it!
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Dagger's just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you happy. Dagger's gotta lock it down. I'll call you bitches sleepwalkers.
What you mean?
They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? After me, I'm sitting live. Bitches acting funny still.
all your county money. Acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hurt me. You ain't getting nothing from me. Yagger doesn't need the drama. He can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby. Mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way the dagger feels. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can cloud a bitch for days in many ways. But here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide to
hear me.
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing. Yeah. Me laughing too. They claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bargain tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I thank you all.
For staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here. I will never
blow.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger. Look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, slang, weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street,
sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well. You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
you're a problem.
You the one raw dogging hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Fat ass titty, put it down a throat on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, she fucking other niggas too. The loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my bitches, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
Dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Like, come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong folks. Fist a drink, cush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. No Romeo. Fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos. Rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat and swallows, bitches a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Cush and Molly strip with Cardi, little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swear don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
I'm with girl, cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a with girl that knows how to please.
You gotta know. You gotta know, but
gotta know
if you
like
with
a girl, then you can be on your way.
You gotta know,
you with a girl, come on, let's play. Let's play.
Talking, no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours. If not, pulling out your weave. So make sure it's so tight. Like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls. Sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on the boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy with it. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, with it, girls be fucking.
Girls be fucking.
They pussy shaved up every trim. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like the drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
With it, girl, cause that's what I need.
What I need.
I need a with it, girl.
That got caught with that homely little white gal.
Kobe.
Right. Now, I know exactly what happened to Kobe. Kobe caught that white fever. White fever get in your blood, man. It'll make you crazy. And you know they got them short little skates nowadays and that, what they call them? The tongs?
Thongs.
Yeah, right. They got the thongs all up the booty crack and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And after that, it's over. You wake up and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take five.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game paper. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, Dagger, Queen. Still good?
I'm good.
Right. MIA still hanging? Still good, MIA?
Yep.
All right, for sure. Everybody still here. We all good. Remember, y'all, we got about 45 minutes left. If you want to get in on the combo, 661-621-7559, you can just chill in the queue, or you press 1 and let us know you want to get in. But I don't know. Anything? What's on your mind, Queen? What's been going on with you this week? Anything you want to bring to the table on this Wednesday night?
No, I got a lot of shit on my mind. But actually, before we start the show, this was an interesting question, and I really wanted to know. So, Dagger, I want to ask you, because, you know, I need a little point of view. What makes a guy just be like, you know what, fuck it, I don't want to use a condom with this girl, like, I'm not going to use a condom with this girl. Like, I mean, what makes you want to just be like, you know what, yeah, I ain't got to pull out the rubbers for her?
Well, for me, like I said, me personally, I don't even like using condoms, me personally. I don't like using them because, like I said, I'm one of the people that is all about feeling. I want to feel every inch and all wetness and everything like that. Now, that's just what I like to do. That's not what I do. Because you cannot trust people out here in the world. You get you killed that way. But the main thing that makes me not have to use them or not want to use them, it has to be a trust factor. I have to trust you. I have to really believe that, you know what, it's as crazy as it sounds, it's just us. You're not fucking nobody else. You know, we're only fucking each other. Like I said, you can't be not. It boils down to a trust thing. That's what it is for me, is trust. Yeah. If I trust you, then I feel I won't use a condom with you. If I don't trust you whatsoever, or if I'm trying to put some, you know, add some extra minutes onto my rounds, because, you know, the condom desensitizes the sensation, so actually it lasts a little bit longer. So it depends on what mode I'm trying to be in. Or during threesome situations, I tend to use a condom because, like I said, most girls, if the girls don't like each other or don't know each other, then they get trippy off of that with each other. So, but it boils down to it. Bottom line, basically, for me, is trust. If I don't trust you, then, nah, I'm strapping up real quick, woo-woo, or whatever. But if, like I said, if I know you, I've been talking to you, like I said, I know basically who you deal with, or I think I know who you deal with, because, like I said, nobody ever really truly knows, but it's more of a trust thing, because you can kind of tell the type of person you're dealing with, or you should be able to tell, you know, because no matter what they say or what they tell you, people's mannerisms, you know, their actions, those tell much more than anything will. So as long as you're paying attention. But for me, it's trust. It's long story short, trust. And that I just don't like condoms. Like I said, I like the feeling. I like feeling pussy. So that's just me. But hello?
Hello, I'm here. I'm here. Did MIA leave? Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
MIA, too. MIA.
My bad. I'm still here. Well, what I was about to say, me and the whole condom situation, like, I've had it before, unprotected, but I really don't feel comfortable having unprotected sex. You know, I thank God that he has kept me protected and not having me get anything, you know, from having unprotected sex. But I just feel that it's just like Dagger said, it's something that you have to trust with yourself and that partner. If you know that you're only messing with him, then I think it'll be okay. But at the same time, you need to know who he's messing with, because you don't want to be having sex without a condom and he's fucking everybody, you know, because I get turned off. Like, if you ain't got no condom, we not having sex, straight up. Even if I fucked you before without a condom, like, I still make you put a condom on. Like, because it's more to it. Like, it's pregnancy and all kinds of shit. So I'd rather have sex with a condom, I'm not going to lie. But it feels much better without it. It's much more wet. It does last longer. You get a better orgasm and everything. But that's why they have lubrication. They have different types of condoms. They got sex toys, you know. They got everything. You just got to be a freak. You feel me? So you can use protection and still get that good feeling, I believe. Like, because if you ain't got a condom, then you ain't fucking me. And if I fuck you without a condom, that means I really like you. And I mean, I want that to be my dick. Like, straight up.
Yeah, okay. Official. Now, what's your viewpoint on condoms, Queen?
I mean, like, no. Like, when I first messed with a dude, like, yeah, no, you gotta strap up. Like, but see, for me, like, every dude that I've messed with, like, has always strapped up until a certain point. And then it's like, then you become the only dude that I'm messing with. But if off top you're the only dude that I'm messing with off top, then yeah, I let you know that. Like, I don't have a shame in my game. Like, you know, I don't fuck nobody else. I fuck you and I fuck you and that's it. You feel me? Like,
but some guys really don't believe that. Like,
I mean,
even if y'all not in a relationship,
want,
and if y'all just fucking.
Right, you feel me? That's but see, that's something different. But see, me, Queen V is not a liar. Like, when it comes down to real shit, like the condoms and shit like that, I don't gotta lie to you. Why? Because I feel like it's way too much other shit in the world going on, like AIDS and me catching STDs and getting that's way too much other shit in the world going on for me to be sitting up here lying to you about you being the only nigga that I'm fucking. You feel me? So, like, if I tell you straight up, like, you're the only nigga that I'm fucking, and that's what it is. I don't got to lie to nobody about it, especially when it comes to shit like that.
Sometimes you can tell the guy that, you don't.
Right,
you know,
but when it comes to the
guy. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's just you can't let him know that he has that advantage over you. It depends on, you know,
also,
how you're trying
to take it. You only get that kind of love from me. Or that kind of confession from me if I'm fucking with you, and we've been fucking with each other for a minute. You only get that type of confession from me after a minute. You feel me? Like that's just what it is. You feel me? But like there's a lot of guys that I be like, no, you got, you better, you ain't what? You ain't got nope. Sorry.
I just put it like this, just like I said, because I didn't have boyfriends where I didn't make put condoms on, you know, even after.
Oh, yeah,
like,
me too. I didn't put condoms on my boyfriends. I didn't put condoms
like, nigga,
on.
You my ex, even though we was together for a whole 2 years and we got tested and everything was cool. Nigga, I ain't fucked you in like 6 months, so therefore you need to put a condom on straight up.
Here's what I'll see. Now, I'm going to say this. Like I said, I say this all the time. Now, ladies always have the power. I tell you, I say this all the time. And like I said, it's always, even when it comes to condoms, ladies, this is coming from a guy. You know what I mean? I try to give y'all an inside game on shit. And I know y'all probably seen it on things or whatever, but it does work. Mostly when people are getting down or whatever, they do what they do. A lot of reasons why people don't want to use condoms or don't want to get into that is because, say you're getting all hot and heavy, you doing your thing, you know, kissing, rubbing on each other and everything. All that has to stop, you know, so you can go get what you got to get or whatever, and then get back into what you were doing and everything. And that's what I mean. A lot of people don't even want to stop. Now, here's the thing, though. Even there's nothing wrong with you got to stop. I mean, let's be honest. There's nothing wrong with stopping when you got to stop because nobody wants to, but that's what it is.
I don't know. Okay, go get that car number.
Make it interesting.
I used to be so crucial to where, nigga, don't even put your dick on my pussy if you ain't got no condom on. Don't try to rub it. Oh, baby, let me feel it. None of that shit.
What I'm saying is that's why ladies, like I said, you want your man to wear a condom or anything like that? Or you, like I said, it depends on everybody's situation. But it's like, I like a girl to put my condom on for me. I don't want to be the dude, you know what I mean? I've seen girls get creative with this, and I know it might just sound like movies, but no, girls do this in real life, too. Especially if you don't know how to do it, you might want to learn how to do it. Especially if you give the guy head on top or whatever, anyway. Put it on, giving him head. If you ain't never done this, have y'all ever put a condom on with your mouth on a dude before, any of y'all?
I've actually wanted to do that. I've never tried it, though. Nah.
Oh, see, that's the shit right there. Like I said, having a girl do that to me, it's like it lets me know. Like, you know, okay. and at the same time, it's like you're being protected and you're still, you know, there's no pause in the action. That's where the biggest thing comes from is that nobody wants to pause the action in order to get protection. You know, that's the cool part. And then, you know, as a guy, and the girls always feel worried about this, so don't feel worried about this either, ladies. I'm telling y'all this because, I mean, we're having a condom conversation now. If you're at a guy's house and he has that drawer full of condoms, hey, at least the man is, like, safe. You know,
he going to be mad at me, too, because he's going to be like, this bitch, why you got all these condoms in your drawer? Different colors and flavors and shit, like, her pleasure, his pleasure,
not
her clothes.
Not at all.
Hold on real quick. Shout out to 323-2907. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Hey, what's up? How everybody doing?
Hey,
hello.
What's up with you?
Nothing, chilling, listening to y'all conversation.
Okay, what's your view on the condom situation?
Huh?
What's your view on the condom situation? No glove, no love, huh?
Basically, yeah. I'm all about being safe. And I do agree with like it does feel better without it, but it's better to use it because, just like they said, it's stuff out there that could kill you. And I'm cautious like that anyway, real picky, you know, with who I choose to lay down with. I don't even have sex that often, you know, for that reason alone. Even with a condom, you know, you ain't necessarily protected from STDs or pregnancy. Because I know people that got pregnant off the condom and shit. You know, literally, I know one person that got pregnant off the condom. That shit don't always, you know, protect everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But in general, it's better to use them, you know, at least, you know, what in your mind, you know what it's for. So at least just put the shit on.
Yeah, you feel more comfortable. You can get more freaky. We protect it. But you got to be careful at the same time, too, because condoms can slip. You feel me? I done been in a situation where I'm on top. You feel me?
Yeah.
Fucking it up. And then I look up like, oh, shit.
The condom broke and all that
it's
bullshit.
Gone.
And then you got the,
you know, what happened
2 weeks
to me
later, you all in a cage. You all depressed. You don't know. Like, oh, my God. I don't know if it got in or what.
I don't know if it was like the condom was too small and I didn't get it down all the way or something like that or what happened, but I lost the condom. I didn't bust it or whatever, but the condom came off inside the girl. Has that ever happened to any of y'all before?
That's happened to me. It's so weird because we were, you know.
Like, how that shit ever just been stuck, like, it just be hanging, and it's just, like...
What happened with the situation I was in is that I was getting it, right? And then I started, and then I noticed that it was filled there. And then I looked down, and then I noticed, like, okay, wait, damn, where'd it go? And I'm like, I know that shit just didn't fall off. And then it was like, okay, damn, it must be up in there. But then it was like, cause you know, I be digging deep when I do my thing. So it was like up in there. So I had to go like. You would have thought.
Basically,
I was,
you know what? A lot of times they can just be the brand of condoms. I believe it's just the brand of condoms that you use and how good it fit. Because some condoms they ain't coming off like straight up, like they tucked and sealed. But some condoms, like I believe, for more like the her pleasure. Because it's more slippery, you know. It's like the condom is already, you know, slippery, and then your pussy get more wet and slippery and stuff. And then, you know, if it's tight, then that shit's going to slide that shit right off. You feel me? So.
Yes, and that's what happened to me. It was like a spur of the moment type shit where you, like, in a random place and you getting freaky right quick. And I was on top. And when, you know, we thought we heard somebody coming, so we had to jump off real quick. And when I jumped off, I looked down. You know, when I was getting ready to start again, I'm like, what the fuck? And I start, like, this nigga done flipped the condom off. And I start, what the hell wrong with you? And he like, what you talking about? Because I know I saw him put it on physically. You know, I saw it in my hand. So it's like, what the fuck? And, you know, because somebody was coming, so we couldn't get back into it. It was just like, fuck. But in my head, I'm looking around the ground. It's nowhere. And I had on a skirt, too. So I'm walking, imagine if that shit would have fell out or something, and I'm walking, and somebody would have seen that. Oh, my God. That was so disgusting.
Wow.
I felt so nasty, like, ugh, is this me? I went to the bathroom, and I was, like, about to pee, and then it just felt like, nah, this shit is too wet. What the fuck is going on?
Now, me, I would have been digging all in my shit at that right moment when I noticed that condom was gone. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck, remember, girl, whatever you want to call it.
Awesome.
This shit got to come out. Like,
we are all in agreement, like I said. But nobody's dumb. Like I said, we all know that sex without a condom always feels better. It's always going to feel better because before all these diseases and everything and all that, you know, we were having sex without condoms. That's how things started. But now, you know, now it's just not safe. And then again, not just like I said, STDs, yes, but all kind of STDs out there. Like I said, luckily, there's only a few of them that'll kill you. But there's also something that you will never get rid of. They won't kill you, but they will never go anywhere either. You know, so some of y'all may be lucky that y'all might have
found something. And that's scary, too. That's the scary part.
Yeah. So y'all lucky that something,
Thank you, Jesus.
So you got that to worry about. See, I'm scared of pregnancy. Like I said, I'm scared of pregnancy. Because like I said, I've seen there's too many people out here having kids that shouldn't have no business having kids. And there's also too many people out here that's using kids, like I said, are getting kids and just having kids as an excuse to just for other shit, not even for the kids.
Yeah,
just to try to keep the guy.
Like, I'm having a baby, and you don't even like them. You suck it to them.
And if this is because, like I said, I love sex. I love everything about sex, fucking, making love, whatever. I love the whole thing about it, all right? But just like anything else that's good, it's always going to have something, you know, bad that comes along with it. Now, it's just about what y'all do. I've said it many times on the show. People nowadays, especially a lot of kids, even not even just kids, there's a lot of people nowadays just don't give a fuck. Just don't care about nothing. Don't care about their health. Don't care about the health of the next person they're with. They're just out there trying to do whatever and do whoever and don't care about any of that shit. So, again, like always, like we've been saying all the time, you
got to
watch
it. I know, I really care about my health. Like, I know all my doctors and nurses' name. I'd be like, hey, how you doing? You feel me? I don't even got to make an appointment in that motherfucker. I just be like, yo, that's what I want. Okay, feel me? And that's how you got to be. You feel me? You got to know. You got to trust your doctor. And don't be afraid to ask questions when you do go. Don't be afraid to be like, what's this, what if? You feel me? Because the doctor told me because I was like, yo, I like getting hit. But you feel me? You know how they say you can probably catch the STD through oral sex. And she was like, I can show you how to have oral sex with a glove, baby. You feel me? So you never know what the doctor will tell you. You just got to ask.
That's why they have oral sex.
You can be protected and have fun.
I can't stand. See, that's another bad thing about it. Yes, see why it's so bad. You can catch certain diseases from oral sex, but it goes back to trust. Because one thing I can't stand is like head with a condom on. That shit just feels weird. I don't know. Like I can fuck with a condom on because like I said I can use it other, but like head with a condom on, and it's like I've never. Ever, like I said, I won't go down on any girl, but when I do go down on a girl, like I said, it's still a trust issue. I have never, ever even thought about using, like all protection when I go down on a girl. It's just like, if I feel bad enough where I need protection to go down on you, then I'm just not going to go down on you. I'll probably not even
go down. I can't see myself using saran wrap.
I haven't heard about that since high school.
You know what? I had somebody kick me out of their house because I didn't want to have sex with them with some saran wrap. Like, are you serious?
Wow.
Like, you ain't got no condoms, but you want to put this in your dick.
Wait, have y'all ever heard about the plastic grocery bag? Like, niggas really trying to flip on grocery bags and trying to help a girl?
That's how dirty them bags are. I heard the same thing about using a condom. I'm like, wait, that's not cool neither.
Like, no, but I've heard that shit. When I heard about the plastic bag thing. I was like, wow, people really doing that out here? Like, people using groceries. I don't want to have people that bad that I'm going to them.
My homeboy gets the food. Y'all remember that movie Booty Call with Jamie Foxx, Vinegar Foxx, Tommy Davis?
Yeah.
My nigga did the move. He did the glove, like the real like surgical glove. He said he fucked the girl with a surgical glove. I'm like, oh shit, like wow, like niggas got stories, like shit is crazy.
Wow.
Yes, but okay. Bottom line on the condom thing, y'all. Yes, protect yourselves. There's too much craziness out there going on. Or if you find that person that you trust and everything, that's fine. Do what you do. Like I said, but be careful because you can never really fully trust anybody these days. But like I said, if you feel comfortable in that, then fine, do it. But I also say this: get checked out. I say people need to go to get their blood work done I get mine done every 6 months just on GP, just because I just want to know. Every 6 months I go get tested. And it's like, you know,
yeah,
you
go get that done.
Yeah.
Just go get tested because, and it's free. You, if you can't afford it, whatever, there's some place that'll get you drug tested, for, not drug tested, get you STD tested for free. So at least that you know, so everybody out there on Facebook that posts up all these pictures and everything like that about all kind of other stuff, go get those STD tested and post that shit up. And let people know that you're clear, all right? That's something that I'd be very proud of when I
that's
get
that's the
my,
only thing, really, that the government will pay for. You feel me? You can go to any clinic, St. John's, Stephen Humphrey, whatever, get that little card, you feel me, that little bullshit-ass card. I forgot the name of it, but that shit is for that, you know? It's specific for STD, condoms, pregnancy, birth control, you know, shit like that.
And they let you walk out that thing with a whole bag of condoms if you need them, and a year's worth of birth control if you need that, too.
They have the pills, all that shit.
They have a kind of condom, though, because the kind from the doctor, they irritate me because it's a
certain kind. Those are not good, but at least they
get I don't like those.
They give you a Durex, the small ass condom.
Durex condoms, I can't stand those damn condoms. Durex condoms is false. I'm sorry. If you gotta go with all, there's a free plug right here, but you gotta fuck with Trojan. I'm sorry, Trojan condoms. They've always worked.
You know what? I don't like the Trojans. The red Trojan condoms are very irritating. You know. That irritates me, but I can say the Trojan, her pleasure, or the Magnum. You feel me?
Yeah, the Magnum.
Of course, if you ain't fucking with the black pack, you got a problem. That's what I go get on the head. It's the black pack.
The Ecclesia or whatever, however you say that shit. You feel me? Ecstasy shit.
And two, just like y'all were saying, they make all. Yeah, and just like y'all were saying, they make new condoms. It's like, well, it's not new no more, but it's like the invisible condom. Like, you put it on, and basically it's supposed to be the same feeling as if you don't have a condom. I've heard about those. Have you tried those? Wait, I've heard about those. I've never tried it, but I've heard about them, so it's really no excuse for people not to be putting condoms on. Oh, okay. All right, because I've heard about them, too, and I've never tried them, so I wanted to know what that was about.
No,
I heard
about it. Yeah, where can we get those from?
But I've never tried them.
Have y'all seen, quick funny side note real quick, since you're talking about condoms. Have you heard of or seen the Louis Vuitton condom that sells for...
I've heard about the Louis Vuitton
condoms. I've never seen them before.
But we're talking like $500 to like $900 each.
Yeah. For one condom? For one condom. Who are they talking about? That's
for
all
one.
I want to know.
For one. That bitch might have some bomb types, squirty pussy.
I'm sure.
You better have more than that for $500-$900.
If you got the money to do that, then for sure. But at the same time, it's like, are you really about to gain stripes pulling out a Louis Vuitton condom that you're going to fucking throw away in the trash anyway? This is what I mean. When you spend
that's
over money.
Dumb. So material.
That's what I'm saying. That's too materialistic right there, though. But
I mean, unless you just got it like that. I mean, unless you just got millions of dollars.
If
I had millions,
I
still wouldn't pay $500 for one condom. I'll fuck myself and keep my $500.
Right, and keep your Louis
condom.
I'll give that shit away.
Just make sure you don't judge anybody that got a lot of condoms. I don't care how many condoms they got. It's better to have somebody that... Even if they are fucking a lot of shit, at least they're being safe about it, all right? So don't judge people on the common situations, like I'm saying. And be safe, protect yourselves, because, again, if you don't protect yourself, then, like I said, the next person's not going to. So that goes on both ends. Ladies, keep them with you at all times in case that dude trying to get something and you don't got it, and you just pull it out for them. Like, hey, like, we can still get a pop. Like, God, trust me, guys are dumb. Because if a girl gives us a chance to do it, we're going to do it. It's rarely going to be a guy that's going to be like, you know what, I ain't got it, so we can't do this. It'll be a girl. Girls stick by your guns and do that. But then at the same time, make sure you got them on hand, too. Because girls always want to be like, Well, I've gotten in this situation before. You know, I've been in a situation where it's like, no, I don't got none. And you got something, though, right? Like, yeah, but why I always got to use mine? It's like, does it matter who's using what or whatever? Like,
oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. It shouldn't matter. But, I mean, some people get materialistic. And let's also keep in mind, like I said, you're running through condoms. If you go through them like that, you know, you get a three-pack. That's, what, $5? Shit, if you're running through that, you look through a pack.
If you run through condoms like that, you might as well put up the dub and invest in them.
Yeah, you might as well pay that $36 and get that 58-pack or whatever, you feel me?
Stop playing. You run into condoms like that, for real.
But, y'all, like I said, just be safe with the condoms. Like I said, and there's a wide assortment of condoms for you to use from, all right? So, again, there is no excuse to get condoms, all right? I even know some gas stations that if you got one that you're just trying to take down a girl right now, you don't even want to have them on you, man. They'll sell you one condom for $1. You know,
what about the whole thing about they're actually this is the only presidential thing where it had in the bill that they were going to allow condoms being used in pornos. How you feel about that?
I heard about that.
They're really trying to, like, pass
the
bill
where
they're making you wear condoms in pornos.
In California, if you don't wear a condom as a porno star, hell yeah, they turn your ass.
It has already been applied in Los Angeles. It's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, people aren't even shooting movies. They're not even shooting porno movies out here. You cannot shoot a porno movie in Los Angeles unless you're wearing a condom. It's already been passed. I heard about that. Now, why is that? I can't even be mad about it. On one hand, because I've seen pornos with condoms on at the same time too. It's not really a big difference to me, in my opinion, on different reasons. Number one, when they fuck with everything like that, I mean, it honestly looks more real anyway. It's like they're promoting safe sex. And even when they're still busting up on the bitches, they still put a condom off and bust on her face. So, I mean, it's not like you're missing the money shot or anything.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
True, too. But the whole reason why I watch a porno is to see the dick. You feel me? I'm like, damn, pull that shit out. Like,
unless you are into that, what do they call it, cream pies and everything like that, you're not going to get no more of those over here in L.A. at least. But no, it doesn't bother me, because, I mean, sex with condoms, sex without condoms, I mean, it's the same thing. And then, like I said, the pornos I be watching is the ones where they be picking up random people anyway, so they always be strapping up with the random, well, not all the time, but sometimes they strap up anyway. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me. Sex with a condom is the same as sex without a condom. If you're watching it and not involved in it, it's the same fucking thing, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
Okay.
So, but it doesn't, are you going to not watch the porno because the girl don't got a condom, because the guy got a condom on? I mean, no. If you want to see the dude or you want to see the girl, you're going to watch it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But also on that note, it has to be a very spectacular porn for me to even be turned on, because I don't really like boy-girl porn anymore. You know, when I was younger, of course it turned me on and all that stuff, because I was young and experiencing different stuff, wasn't really having sex, you know, like that. So it turned me on, but I really mostly like lesbian porn. I don't really boy girl. It's not necessary. It don't necessarily turn me on.
Some
as
of that
much
shit is
anymore.
Wild.
Yeah,
it just turns
me
on. Like,
some of it is way more.
Yeah.
Than what guys be doing.
Some of that. Oh, yeah. Well, let me get to some music. We're going to cut back and have a porn discussion. I saw a porn the other day that I want to talk about real quick. That was kind of funny. I know I come up with the funniest stories when it comes to porn, so I got something there to tell y'all. We'll be right back on West Coast Wednesday. Some nice Dagger Queen. Dagger Queen V hanging in my A, Deuce in the building. All right, y'all, we'll be
I didn't mean to cut you off. Speaking of, can we do song requests?
Can you do song requests? Let's see. Go ahead. What do you want
to hear my song. Is we plucking? That's
okay.
What I want to hear. Before this night is over, please play my song.
Well, I got you right now. Then we're gonna let it go there.
Right.
I love requests, especially when it's about music as well. So I mean, our music. So we're gonna run it like this real quick. Taking this request. Where'd it go? There we go. All right, y'all. We'll be right back.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right. So put the kids to bed with the boys. With that being said.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion never pull what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing that, you know when I'm on it, like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Rude is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause you can't speak bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it. Out of butter like a full hair slap at the titty grab. Got a choke cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
What I do, dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash. I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces exchange, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club on hood walk the house parties. We post a girl, you and the homies. Anger ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Moss, a penny dropper, right there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Maggie, baby. It's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave an inch on pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shadow, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good, and I'll put that on us.
This right here is for them sexy mamas. Hey, this right here is for them sexy mamas, girl. Oh, I know, I'm certain I've seen your pretty face somewhere before. And with God as my witness, I don't wanna miss this. I'm walking through the door. You look
look like you just need a good man in your life, girl. This is your night, girl. I'll make it right, girl. First, let me take you out to the shop to get your hair did. Then we're off to the spa for a mani and a pedi. After we're at the mall to find that perfect dress. You do all the shopping, I'll handle the rest. And let me show you just how it feels,
how it feels
to be sexy, grown.
my zone. She walked by, caught my attention. I gotta get her home. That was on my mind, but I could not mention. Shawty, what's your name? Baby, what's your name? Call me Jay. Give me your number, your body. That would make my day. That would make my night. I can see she bright. I'm trying to put out her light. Trying to put up a front, but the day is no hump. See them her tight. Wouldn't waste no time, cause she knows she fine. Something out of magazine, yeah. Something out of movie scene. Trying to teach her in a place that'll make it green.
Feeding her mother, the Lord, that girl knows she fine. I'm gonna give it to her, make her tell me that it's mine. Feeding her mother, the Lord, that girl knows she fine. I'm gonna give it to her.
Ride a couple like Aladdin. Ooh, girl, you fine. Ooh, girl, you fine. I must be dying. Cause I see me an angel. I'ma cuff your wings. I'ma make you mine. I'ma break you down, baby. I'ma break you down and put you back together. Giving it to her. She loving every spot that I be touching. Touching it till she busting. You know that's the end of discussion.
She's succeeding in the mother, the Lord. That girl knows she fine. I'm gonna give it to her. Make her tell me that it's mine.
Hello?
Okay, for sure. Just make, yeah, we're about to get out of here, ladies. Thank y'all for hanging out with me tonight. But just real quick on the porn topic, real quick. Now, saw this porn the other day. You know, Obama just won. If y'all didn't know, if y'all been under a rock for like the last couple of days, of course, you know, Obama's black president, you know, part two real quick. But it was funny because I'm watching this porno, right? And there's a white girl sitting on the bed now. It was just funny. Fresh 18, 19-year-old white girl. And in most pornos, you know, in the beginning of the pornos, they'd be giving them the little interviews and everything, be trying to find out about them and things like that. You know, they do interviews sometimes, so they were interviewing the girl. So basically, the guy directing talking to her is like, "So what do you don't do?" I was like, "I don't do anal and I don't do black guys because." And then the girl says the reason she doesn't do black guys is because if her mom sees her. And her mom's, like, super racist or something like that. So if her mom sees her fucking black dudes in porn, then she would disown her. So, yeah, number one, it's funny how her mom's not going to disown her doing porn, but if she does porn right. with black guys, then she's going to disown right. her. So that's funny off number one.
Yeah, it is.
But, no, this is where the funny part comes in right now. The director then told this girl, I guess this was a blindfolded scene or something like that, or, you know, one of those things or something where you got to be blindfolded the whole time. She agreed with it. Now, she put blindfold on, and of course, when the guy comes in, I forget what the guy's name was over there, but I'd like you to meet him. Big black dude, you know, bald headed black dude.
Oh, wow.
So of course they do the whole scene, right? She keeps the blindfold on the whole time to show the whole scene. She's sucking the mug, doing everything, fucking, all this. She all into it, enjoying it, like, oh shit, I love this. Like, and then pulled out, busting it all on her face and everything, right? Like, so it's okay now. Now it comes to the end, and then they all just sit there or whatever for a second, right? He's like, okay, well, go ahead and take off the blindfold. She takes off the blindfold, sees this black dude. Oh my god, what the fuck? I can't believe you fucking, like basically goes off. I can't really describe it. What I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to get the audio from it so y'all can hear it. But it just amazes me where it was to the point where it's like, this couldn't even be true, could it? On one hand, if it is true, it's funny as fuck, as bitch, you dumb as fuck, number one. And then number two, if it was fake, then it's like, this just shows you how, I guess, racism is sexy to people or something like that, or it just works out for people or something. Or people just like seeing girls get just put in dumb situations. I actually like that, and I mean it to say it this way. I like seeing dumb girls get caught up in dumb situations, all right, because if you're already dumb and you allow yourself to go through it, then that's your fault, not mine, so I'm going to laugh at you, all right, that's just what I do, I'm sorry. But it was just crazy to me, so I'm going to try to get the audio for that. And then another point y'all should check out if y'all got the time for it, www.backroomfacials.com, all right, again. www.backroomfacials.com. All one word. Check it out and y'all might like it, all right? So before we get about here, dudes, go ahead and let people know where they can find. If you want people to holler at you, shoot your links if you would like to. But if not, definitely your shout outs and everything real quick before we get about here.
You said me?
Yes, you.
Oh, well, I have a Facebook. You can just go to Facebook.com under Leah Boo, L-E-I-A Boo. That's where you can find me at. Shout out to the Dagger, my homeboy. Been knowing him a long time, a real nigga. Got the most love for him. Shout out to M.I.A. Queen V. That's who I've been talking to tonight. So God bless y'all. Be safe, and it was a good show.
Thank you. M.I.A., go ahead, you know, too.
All right, well, thanks for having me on your show, Dagger, Queen B, you know, everybody that's listening, had a good night, you know, we got into some good topics, you know, and, man, I'll see y'all next week. Shout out to everybody who's listening, everybody who called in, you know, I enjoy always having conversations with you guys, always meeting new people every week, all week, you know, I love it, so hopefully we can get together and do more.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And then, of course, Queen, my calls, as always, go ahead and do what it do. You already know what's up.
Shout out to both of our listeners tonight, MIA and Leah. I appreciate you guys for tuning in and listening. Shouts out to my boy Nabian. He didn't call in, but he did hit me up on Twitter and let me know he was listening. So shouts out to you. I appreciate that. Shouts out to everybody who supports the show and all of the shows. I really appreciate you guys. We really appreciate you guys. You guys are bringing in ratings, and I appreciate that. If you guys want to find me, you can find me on twitter.com/Coley. Excuse me. That's not my Twitter. My Twitter. I'm sorry, y'all. My Twitter is QueenVicky21. Again, that's QueenVicky21. And if you guys want to find me on Facebook, my Facebook is Coley Baby, BBY. That's how you spell baby, BBY. Again, that's Facebook.com/Coley, COLYBBY. You guys can find me every Wednesday night right here on West Coast Wednesday Hump Night from 9 to 11, co-hosting with my boy, the Dagger. If you guys want to send me your music, if you guys just want to holler at me, whatever it is that you just feel like you just want to say hi to Queen V, you guys can hit me on Facebook, Twitter, or you guys can email me at queenvbee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvbee1991@gmail.com. Y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
There it is, y'all. And of course, y'all know it is the Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bagging Out Radio, West Coast Wednesday, Top Nights with Queen V. And again, I'm looking at, like I said, I don't know what to say. I thank everybody all the time, and y'all should know by now, but I'm going to keep doing it. I thank everybody involved with this, either they got it started, you've been here from the beginning. If you just joined us today, if tonight's your first night listening to us, all right, thank you. Spread the word, talk about the world. I'm looking at the numbers right now, and y'all consistently, per show, at least about 300 per show, and that's every show. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, at least 300 per show. So that's 1,200 people a week. Y'all, let's keep it going, man. Keep it moving. Like I said, I'll care if it was two people, but it's 1,200. So it's like, what the fuck? So, I mean, we doing something right. We all doing something right, all right? Like I keep saying, we all in this together, all right? So, again, make sure you send in y'all music, either me or Queen, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Add me on your Facebook if you want to set up interviews. I'm about to get some business cards finally soon, hopefully. Like I said, I'm trying to step my game up, y'all, as well, because, like I said, being the host and what I love about my shows is that it's also reality radio. You know, it's real, it's honest, whatever happens, whatever goes down, we go through it together, all right? But at the same time, I know myself I could be doing better. I got to try to bring out better drops, better shows, better cartoons, better titles. I'm trying to do better, but at the same time, it's just rough right now. But again, it's reality. All right, we all in this together. We all know what's up. My problems ain't no different from anybody else's. My problems may be different, but I'm not gonna say that they're worse off or better than anybody else's. It's just that we all go through some shit. All right, but at least here, for 2 hours, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays, Mondays, fuck all the bullshit, all right? We don't got time for that over here. We keep it real over here, and that's what it is, all right? So shouts out to all independent artists. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz and Shay. Shouts out to my co-host, Queen V, and my, hey, Deuce checking in with us tonight, Leah. Oh, man, what else? Levi Cam checking in, man. I don't know. Like I said, there's too many people for me to thank because there's too many of y'all that are involved in this. There's people out there that I can't even thank because I don't even know they'd be listening. But like I said, it's 1,200. That's a lot of motherfuckers, and I know about 10 of y'all. So, again, thanks. Always call into the show. Lock in the number to your phone, all right? 661-621-7559. That way, if you receive a text or if you see a link on Facebook and you see we all, you already got the number. You can just call in live, all right, at any time during the live shows, all right? And that's worldwide, East, West Coast, got fucking Australia. I mean, everybody's fucking with Bang Out Radio, all right? The number one radio station, the number one independent internet radio station for independent artists, all right? Talk about the show, spread the word about Bang Out Radio, the Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. We out for this week, y'all. I ain't even gonna play no music. Wait, yeah, I am. I wanna play this before I leave. And we will see y'all next week on Wednesday. We will see y'all next week of course, again, on Hump Nights from 9 to 11 with my beautiful co-host, Queen V. Of course, tune in this Friday, Fuck You Fridays from 6 to 8. I'm going to tell y'all where I was held hostage at last weekend and what was going on over there, so make sure you tune in and get the update on that. Of course, we got Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9. Make sure y'all tuned in this week. I got whole lot of new world premieres we're going to premiere this Sunday, all right? All Slap Sundays where it all started for me, all right? So make sure you tune in this Sunday from 7 to 9. And then, of course, the follow-up Triple M show on Mondays from 7 to 9 as well, where there's nothing but music and independent artists. All right? So we'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Friday. Bang Out Radio. We out.
What to do, and yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I could please your girl to your satisfaction. I could beat it up, but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weaken your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep strut, short stroke. Do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats, so sexy and thick, you so unique, I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know, I'm a freak, I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down, don't eat pussy, but it still go down, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around, so I beat the walls down, call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice, if it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right, sexing all day and throughout the night, I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice, hit her with the daddy stroke, but she wants the flizz, hands on the head, cause my shit's the best, had to jump out, cause she want the red, all up in the stomach, on my way to her, cheers.
What you do, and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
First time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. In the game, how could I not be? I got plans to put wind bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a slipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happy to remember with kids. One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Then I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you doing?